Monday morning, time to go beyond the playbook. Matt Sabuda joining us this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, it wasn't so good yesterday, was it? 27-20 loss for the Bills. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Painful game to watch as it was a slow but predictable death to the Bills' 2016 season. And I say predictable because their demise started quite early yesterday. Consider when the Bills fell to a 14-0 deficit in the second quarter. They had negative one total yards of offense. The Steelers, they had more than twice as many points as the Bills had yards. And even though they were only down 14-7 at the end of the first half, they were outgained 239-93 at that point. And after Stephon Gilmore's interception marking the second turnover for the Bills, the defense had more interceptions than the Bills' offense had catches. And that was almost halfway through the second half. I'm not pointing all of this out to pile on, but more just to illustrate the deceptive avalanche that befell the Bills yesterday. If you look at the final score, you'd think it was a close game, but much like the Bills' season, it was a tease and the eventual and predictable letdown. And absolutely brutal part is the Broncos, who needed to lose two in their final four games for the Bills to make the playoffs. If the Bills won out, that is, well, they lost to the Titans yesterday.
Of course, of course. Just adding to the bad news this morning. All right, let's get into the game. Who stood out for you?
Well, start with Tyrod Taylor. This was it for another quarterback era in Buffalo. His time here is likely all but over. Yesterday's performance and the report in the Buffalo News that outlines how the Bills will be on the hook for nearly $30 million if he gets injured in the last three games. It would be surprising and downright reckless if the Bills decided to play him down the stretch. But then again, anything is possible with this franchise. And while the focus was on Taylor, don't get me wrong, he wasn't even close to good. The Bills had plenty of other problems as well, namely the defense. And in many ways, it's a reflection of head coach Rex Ryan. Remember, the defense is supposed to be his specialty. Whether the Bills found a quarterback or not, they were supposed to have a suffocating defense, particularly because when Ryan took over, he inherited one of the league's top defensive units. Yesterday, just a glaring example of how he's fallen short. And to that point, look no further than Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell, who had the single-season franchise record for the Steelers with 236 yards and 298 yards from scrimmage, which is more than the entire Bills offense. And remember, this is the same franchise who's featured Hall of Famers Franco Harris and Jerome Bettis, yet neither ever did what Bell did against the Bills yesterday.
You know, I feel like I've got a real hangover here just talking about this. It's only adding to it, for sure. So maybe this will help, but now what?
Well, the big question for ownership is there likely aren't going to be any answers. In the search for the franchise quarterback continues. Is it going to be Cardale Jones? It's a long shot, but time to scratch off that lottery ticket, see if they finally have a winner. And as for coaching, situation looks a lot more unknown than it did just 24 hours ago. As I mentioned before, the problems within the defense are Ryan's most glaring vulnerability. He needs to be able to outline a plan that addresses how he plans to fix what he's supposed to be uniquely qualified to fix. After all, if he manages a substandard offense and defense, what's the point? Looking more and more like he's on borrowed time and about to walk away with a $16.5 million parting gift to just go away. Looks like being a poor coach in the NFL can still make you very rich. And on to management, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I don't understand why the Pegulas just don't execute a full rebuild by moving on with major decision makers from Russ Brandon on down. In other words, everyone should be on the hot seat, although I guess I never quite understood the phrase, the hot seat, by the way. I don't know where that came from. Someone sat on a hot seat once upon a time. I guess I'm full of euphemistic phrases sometimes, though, because, you know, if you just don't have levity to cover up a mess, all we'd have is a mess. And unfortunately, for nearly two decades, Bills football has been a mess. So send this hot seats over to One Bills Drive.
Oh, wow. Well,
I know. I'm sorry. I do this every week, I feel like.
That's all right. That's not really your fault, is it?
I'd like to tell myself that.
Matt Sabuda will check in again later this week.